Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Laurentian enrollment down 4% year-over-year. Laurentian University avoided a potentially worse backslide in its enrollment figures this school year thanks to strong uptake of its graduate programs, most especially among international students, as well as domestic students taking fully online programs. In November, Laurentian finally exited insolvency restructuring under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, after 22 months under creditor protection, a process that has damaged LU's enrollment, among many other impacts. In 2021, Laurentian's enrollment dropped 14% year-over-year. Shauna Letamaki, LU's Director of Institutional Planning, shared an update on Laurentian's enrollment figures as of November 2022 at the university's January 17 Senate meeting. She said there was a year-over-year drop of 4% in both Laurentian's full-time equivalent, or FTE, student enrollment, which stands at 5,729, and its student headcount, which stands at 7,711 students. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. 8 constables sworn into GSPS, including 2 couples. 8 new constables were sworn into the Greater Sudbury Police Service during Wednesday's police board meeting, including 2 couples. The 2 couples include Kyrene Alisapi and her partner Jeremiah Cooper, and Stephanie Sparks and her husband Michael Sparks. All 4 are experienced police officers from other jurisdictions. We talk about Greater Sudbury Police Service as a family, but we also recognize that outside of the police service are families as well, and when we can bring families into the family, it just makes us all feel better, Police Chief Paul Peterson said. The chief noted the new slate of 8 candidates come from a diverse background, which he's always enthused to see. It's always an exciting time to bring new people into the organization, new energy, new ideas, he said. We look forward to having them help us serve our community. The Greater Sudbury Police Service authorized strength remains 272 sworn members. An additional 2 positions have been funded temporarily to increase their strength to 274. The 8 new members sworn in on Wednesday replace outgoing members. Read the full story. Northern Ontario man wins benefits battle over insurance company. A Northern Ontario man who suffered serious injuries when he fell off his recreational vehicle has won a court battle over his insurance company, which had denied his claim. Clayton Medore of St. Charles, Ontario, southeast of Sudbury, was cleaning the top of a 5th-wheel trailer in the driveway of his home in 2019, when the fall happened. Medore said he heard his wife calling to him from inside the house. After that he doesn't remember much, he told the court. Somehow Medore lost his footing. He fell 3.5 meters to the ground. He suffered a fractured skull, a brain injury, several broken bones, hearing loss and vision loss. Court was told there were no witnesses to the fall. He was hospitalized for several weeks. Subsequently, Medore contacted Intact Insurance for benefits related to his injuries. Intact brands itself as Canada's most trusted home and auto insurance brand. Learn more here. No Northern Ontario locations in Zellers relaunch. Zellers is back, but Northern Ontario didn't make the list of locations for a brick-and-mortar store. The iconic Canadian brand has revealed the 25 launch locations it will be opening this year. While there are 8 Ontario locations, there are no stores in Northern Ontario. The Ontario locations are in Mississauga, Burlington, London, Scarborough, St. Catharines, Cambridge and Ottawa. There will also be stores in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec and Nova Scotia. Opening in communities across the country, the brick-and-mortar locations will complement the first-ever Zellers.ca e-commerce site, ultimately bringing Zellers to nearly every community in Canada, reads the Hudson Bay news release announcing the launch locations. The company says Zellers will offer a selection of design-led products for home decor, toys, baby, clothes and pets. At launch, the Zellers experience within Hudson's Bay will be between 8,000 to 10,000 square feet, depending on location. The Zellers in-store experience and Zellers.ca are planned to launch simultaneously, says the Bay. Sudbury.com sister site Timmins Today has reached out to Zellers to confirm if a store will be opening in Timmins or another Northern Ontario location. The company said there are no details to share beyond what's in the press release. We Live Up Here hires Top Banana to lead festival We Live Up Here, a nonprofit urban arts organization and the presenter of Up Here Urban Art and Music Festival, has announced it has hired Jamie Latham as its first general manager and Top Banana, as the festival describes her. I am so excited to join the team at We Live Up Here and contribute to the growth and success of this inspiring organization, said Latham. I believe in the power of the arts to bring people together and make positive, substantial impacts in our communities, and I can't wait to see what we can accomplish together. We are beyond stoked to have Jamie join our team at We Live Up Here, said co-founder and president of the board of directors, Christian Pelletier. Her passion for the arts, for the North, and her commitment to community engagement and partnership building make her the perfect fit for this role. Latham brings a wealth of experience as an arts administrator and will draw on her extensive history of working in community-based and nonprofit-based sectors. She studied drawing and painting at the Ontario College of Art and Design and the Alberta College of Art and Design, and she received her BFA from Nipissing University in 2011. Prior to joining We Live Up Here, Latham served as the Executive Director of Creative Industries, an art service organization serving North Bay, Nipissing since 2017. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. Snow flurries possible Friday morning. Friday will be cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries in the morning and early in the afternoon with risk of freezing drizzle. Wind north 20 km per hour gusting to 40 becoming light late in the afternoon. High of -5°C, wind chill of -14°C in the morning and -9°C in the afternoon. UV index 1 or low. Friday night there will be cloudy periods with a low of -12°C.